From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The GOP presidential hopefuls were campaigning in Colorado today, ahead of that state's caucuses tomorrow. Frontrunner Mitt Romney speaking in Grand Junction, Colorado, again went after the incumbent, accusing President Obama of failing to live up to promises to fix the economy and carry out a number of other previous pledges.
I'm afraid, based upon the president's own standard, he has failed. He does not deserve a second term.
Romney has added to his delegate lead after finishing first in Nevada over the weekend with 50% of the vote there. Minnesota also has its caucuses scheduled for tomorrow. Maine's caucuses are Saturday. Voters in Missouri head to the polls tomorrow for the state's Republican primary that's being called a beauty contest. The non-binding vote will not affect the state's delegates, but as KBIA's Jacob Fenston reports, one candidate is pinning his hopes on the Show Me State.
Missouri lawmakers wanted to increase the state's sway in the primaries by moving elections up to February, but that move backfired when the Republican National Committee balked. Now, Missouri is again a flyover state for most candidates. Except Rick Santorum.
Santorum needs success someplace, and this is probably as good a place as any for him.
Peverell Squire is a political science professor at the University of Missouri. While other candidates fought it out in Nevada last week, Santorum was campaigning here for Missourians' non-binding votes. Missouri will choose its 52 delegates and caucuses on March 17th. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston in Columbia.
Egypt released the names of 19 Americans who are being charged in connection with their nonprofit group's activities there. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo. One of the defendants is the son of U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
Some of those charged are no longer in Egypt. Those still here are banned from leaving the country. A few of the Americans are being sheltered at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Altogether, 43 people face trials over illegally operating in Egypt and receiving funds from abroad for their human rights and pro-democracy groups. The charges are widely seen as a way for the ruling generals to deflect criticism over their management of the country and lingering unrest, which they blame on, quote, foreign hands. Those charged have denied any wrongdoing. Some were officially invited by the current government to monitor the recent parliamentary elections. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has warned the Egyptian actions threaten more than $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Two other states are considering whether to join a nationwide foreclosure settlement. State's attorneys general from New York and California are looking at possibly backing other states in a deal. It would require the nation's five biggest banks to reduce loans for about 1 million households. The absence of much hard economic news, U.S. markets mostly bouncing around today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 17 points. The Nasdaq lost 3 points. The S&P 500 was down a fraction of a point today, closed at 1344. You're listening to NPR. After a week of snow and bitter cold, the death toll continues to rise in parts of Europe. In the Ukraine, authorities say 135 people have died, with another 2,000 hospitalized with frostbite and hypothermia. Meanwhile, thousands of people in the Balkans have been trapped by heavy snow and ice. And in Bosnia, authorities are using helicopters to deliver food and supplies to some snowed-in villages. In Serbia, it's believed as many as 70,000 people have been cut off. Funeral services began today in Philadelphia for Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the former archbishop died last week.
Cardinal Bevilacqua's death comes as his former aide is facing a trial related to the Catholic Church's priest sex abuse scandal. Bevilacqua's longtime secretary for clergy, Monsignor William Lynn, is accused of endangering children. Prosecutors say he shuffled problem priests from job to job, which allowed predators to remain in contact with children. On the same day last week, Lynn was in court for a pretrial hearing. Bevilacqua died in his sleep. He was 88 years old. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Airplane builder Boeing says while it has found some instances where sections of its new 787 Dreamliner may not have been properly attached around the tail of the airplane, there are no immediate safety concerns and the planes will keep flying. Boeing says it delivered five of the planes since September, all to Japan's Nippon Airways. Boeing says the issue with the planes involves shims that act as spacers on the airplane's skin. An issue with the plane was reported over the weekend. Boeing says it is looking at how to fix the problem and how many of the airplanes will need repairs. The problem was first reported by the aerospace website, flightglobal.com. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today, down 93 cents a barrel. This is NPR.